I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, I know that we are all still riding high from last night's win for the Padres. And, you know, the Padres, they're the talk of the town right now.
And number five.
I kind of saw this on Twitter last night, and then I decided to bring it to the Big Five because the Padres have a very good problem on their hands. They have three good catchers. The problem is they have three catchers on the roster. We know Austin Nola is one, then Alfaro is two, but Campusano is now working with Joe Musgrove, and he has started three times in the past nine games, not including tonight. So, Chris, do you think they take all three catchers into the playoffs?
Yeah, I do. There's nothing wrong with having three catchers. Then you can use somebody as a pinch hitter without worrying about losing your backup catcher. So it's a good problem to have. They don't have anybody better on the roster. But, you know, look, they'll get to, hopefully, when they get to the postseason, they'll figure out which 26 guys are best. But I assume if Joe Musgrove's going to start one of those games, probably stay with Luis Camposano to catch him. You certainly can't take Jorge Alfaro off this roster. He's won more games than any other player in Major League Baseball. You know, five walk-off RBIs this year. It's unbelievable. You know, and Austin Nola is your starter. So, no, I think all three guys will make it. I don't see anybody else, you know, that's really in a better spot to take that roster position. And it's a luxury if you can have three. Remember, you still only have 25 guys on a postseason roster. Now you have 26, so your extra guy's an extra catcher. Big deal.
And I want to make it clear that I'm not being cavalier about the Padres not actually being in the playoffs. It's just fun to talk about these things now that they're
Yes,
four.
We're all assuming
the magic
at this
number
point.
Is four. So,
we're
Tony,
assuming.
Do they take all three into the playoffs?
I don't know. I can't take three. I wouldn't be surprised if Camposano somehow ends up on a playoff roster. I don't think it's written in stone that he's Joe Musgrove's personal catcher. I think he's done that the last couple of starts. But I don't know that that's etched in any type of stone that everybody's caught Joe, I think, this season. So I don't know that Camposano has to be that guy. But, you know, an extra arm certainly wouldn't hurt to have in the playoffs when you're really changing the way you manage games because there's a much quicker leash. So I can think of a good place for that 26 roster man spot on the roster. But certainly Capistano's played well in his second stint up here. So my gut says they won't carry three catchers, but they could.
All right, we'll have to see again.
The only reason I'd like to have a third catcher is because I'd like to have Alfaro available to bat in the ninth inning of a tie game at all costs.
Yes.
And, you know, not have to use my backup catcher to bring him in. But Tony's probably right. An extra arm is valuable, especially if you're going to play, you know, a three-game series in 3 days. I mean, you want all hands on deck. You're not going to have an off day in this playoff.
Number four.
Greg Norman and Live Golf have been trying to find a broadcast partner to air their events. They may have actually found one, guys. But instead of being paid by a network to broadcast their event, it looks like Live Golf is going to have to pay a broadcast company to get their tournaments on TV. It's being reported FS1 will be the broadcast partner, and the original format for this $50 million championship included having only two teams on the course Sunday competing for $16 million in a winner's purse. TV executives wanted more players on the course in the final round, so Live Golf said, okay, we'll change everything, tweaked its plans to include four-man teams competing in the final round. The hypocrisy here is in full effect because Fox apparently didn't want to air the events due to the connections to Saudi Arabia, but now they are fine with it because they are making money. Tony, is that how you see it?
How I see what?
Is that how you see the deal working out? Is that Fox doesn't care? Well, I guess that's not very good. It's not a very good question. Let me ask this. Is this sustainable for Live Golf?
Okay, that's a bit. That's a better question.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes. No. Excuse me. No, this is not sustainable. I mean, this doesn't. Chris, this doesn't seem like a good business model. I pay you to show our stuff on TV. I don't think any other entity is working like that. I'm pretty sure PGA gets paid for their stuff to air. I'm pretty sure the NBA. I know the NBA, MLB, and NFL all get paid for you to put their stuff on.
Even the NHL gets like $5 a game.
Even the NHL gets broke off by some of these networks. So, no, I don't think it's sustainable. Every year, you got to fork over $50 million to a TV company to get your
it's
product.
Not $50 million. That was like it was. That's how much the
How much they're giving away? $50 million is probably way more than that.
Yeah,
actually.
And $16 million it goes to the winning team.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't think this is sustainable. I was waiting to see what would happen. Like, I think Chris brought it up a while ago. Who's gonna be the one to pay to get LIV on? Well, we're finding out LIV is paying them to get them on. So I don't think this is sustainable.
Chris?
I don't think it's sustainable either, but to go back to your original question, even though it wasn't very good.
Yes, thank you.
I do want to comment on the fact that in Fox's situation, money talks.
Yep.
And everything that you think and that you try to stick up for walks. So whether Fox, you know, wants to say they don't want to be connected with a Saudi Arabian, you know, backed entity, money seems to change people's minds in a big hurry.
Is that what you were getting at, Scraby?
I think that's what he meant. I think that's what he meant.
Trying
to predict what Scraby means can be a very difficult thing to do.
No, absolutely not. He decoded me very well. Thank
but
you.
I was trying to come up with it. I just, you know what? I've gone back and forth on Live Golf, as you guys know. I've been, like, you know, bouncing back and forth. And, you know, I think that ultimately Live Golf is just going to be something that's going to improve the conditions for all players on what is eventually going to become one tour. And I think that's where the end game is going to be. Because as Tony said, there's no way Live Golf is sustainable. It's just not. They can't
put $1 billion into this.
And, you know, eventually somebody somewhere is going to say, hey, what are we doing here? You know, I mean, businessmen.
Yeah, whoever's spending the money is going to say, hey, what are we doing?
That's right. I mean, businessmen, they like to, you know, they like to make money, not give away money. And
yes.
You know, that's how they got there in the first place. So I think eventually Live Golf is going to have to, you know, figure it out and understand that this is not sustainable, and understand that we, as a paying public to watch golf, or just as an interested public to watch golf, don't care about Live Golf. We obviously don't. I mean, nobody's clamoring to have this on television anywhere. If they show it, I'm sure a few people will watch it. It's not interesting enough. I don't think it, you know, as long as you don't have any of the major tournaments. Again, I go back to this all the time because I'm not a big enough golf fan to watch unless it's the Masters or the PGA or U.S. Open or the British Open. And I just don't think golf's interesting enough to enough people for the Live Golf Tour to be sustainable. And but I think the end game is, you know, eventually PGA golfers will all benefit from it.
Yeah, I did try to watch some Live Golf, and I've looked for it and stuff, and it is good golf because it's Dustin Johnson, it has good players, but to me, I'm watching millionaires playing for fun to get paid money. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. They right. don't even get official World Golf ranking points, and that's a big problem. They should have probably secured those before they got all these guys. Patrick Reed is out of the top 50 in the world for the first time since like 2008 or something, or was something.
And
crazy
he's going
like
to stay
that.
Outside of it.
Yeah, because he can't find a tournament. So
no,
it's. I think they. What is it? The cart before the horse here. I think.
Yeah,
that's
this
what
is
happened.
One of those things where you know. Well, I think we said this when it happened. It seems short-sighted, right? Like, how long can this... Now players are starting... I mean, those that care. I mean, some of them don't care about those world ranking points, but now they're starting to care a little bit as you slide out of the top 50 and out of the top 100, and soon you won't even be on that list.
You won't be heard from.
Yeah.
Number three.
Try not to take joy in it. I'm trying not to. Hurricane Ian, or Ian, I'm going to call it Ian because there's only one Ian, and that's Ian Eagle. But
that's right, our guy.
Yeah, Hurricane Ian is bearing down on Florida right now, and I believe it made landfall as a Cat 4, as they call it. The problem is the Buccaneers are supposed to host the Chiefs for Sunday Night Football, and that is not an option to the NFL, and it's not an option to the Buccaneers. So they have determined the game will be held in Minneapolis at the Vikings Stadium. Chris, is this, you think, the only option the NFL has?
It's probably not the only option the NFL has, but it's one that worked out. The Vikings are playing across the pond, as it were, right? They're playing this weekend in London.
Good point.
So their stadium's wide open and available. So I'm sure there's a few other stadiums that might be available, but as far as geographically for Kansas City and for Tampa Bay, perhaps this is the closest stadium they could find, or you know, the one that doesn't have a concert scheduled or doesn't have another event scheduled. So yeah, this makes sense. Hurricanes have messed with the NFL schedule many times throughout the years. And
didn't the Dolphins have to move their game?
Dolphins have had to move a few games.
And they lost their bye week.
I think they've lost a couple of bye weeks over the years. But, you know, it's part of what part of the deal. I mean, the weather sometimes going to take priority. I'm not actually concerned about one NFL game being played in Minneapolis. I'm more concerned with what's going to happen with the Braves and the Mets. These right. are crucial games for the NL East title. And after the Braves supposedly host the Mets, they have to go to Miami to finish their season with the Marlins next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't know if that could be affected. I mean, that now you're talking about the baseball playoffs having to completely be rejiggered. That can be a much bigger problem than the NFL having to move one Sunday night game to Minneapolis.
Tony, is this the only option the NFL has?
Yeah. I mean, but ultimately it's one game that they gotta move, like Chris said. I think this hurricane / tropical storm is going to have much more of an impact on the Major League Baseball ending of the season than it is the NFL. Chris already mentioned that Mets-Braves series. That's probably, I mean, at this point, they said there could be a decision as early as today or as late as Friday what they're going to do. But it doesn't sound like they want to move very far, it sounds like. So
yeah, I mean, you would think that they'd just go ahead and play it in New York, but they want to try to be fair to the Braves. I mean, the
right.
entire division title is at stake here.
Why don't all go down to Miami? It's a closed dome right there. Just have no fans.
It is. Yeah. That's,
There's never any fans.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I do recall when I was playing, I think it was maybe 07, 08, there was a really bad storm that happened, and I remember Cleveland and somebody had to play in Miller Park towards the beginning of the season. So I don't know where they move it. I would guess that the whole East Coast is going to be tough to move stuff there during this time. So it'll be interesting to see where Major League Baseball goes. But in terms of NFL, yeah, I think that's the right move.
Let's see
the only move.
Let's see the Texas Rangers schedule, because that's usually where they move things. That's where they had the World Series a couple years ago, because that could be an option if they wanted to. I'm just trying here.
I'm glad you're trying.
I'm trying to wait for the website to pull up is what I'm trying to do. They are away for the rest of this week, and so it might work out. So that looks good. I think they're going to move to Texas.
Thank you, Scrabby.
If Rob Manfred is listening, oh, they're home on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, though.
That just shot down your idea.
Yeah. There goes that great idea you had.
Man, that was a great
waste
five
of time.
5 minutes of airtime right there.
Great waste of time.
Number two.
Miami Marlins. Speaking of Miami, the Marlins lefty Richard Bleier had himself an inning to forget last night against the Mets in New York, making Major League history as the only player since 1900 to balk three times in the same at-bat, according to Elias Sports Bureau. Bleier, who opened the eighth inning in relief with the Marlins up 6-3, got his first two outs pretty quick before allowing Jeff McNeil to reach on an infield single. So Pete Alonso comes to the plate. Bleier was called for a balk three times, allowing McNeil to come around to score. After the game, Bleier said, "Words cannot describe what happened in that inning on my end." He's a seven-year veteran who has never been called for this in his first 303 big league appearances. He went on to say, "I don't know, it was wild." Buck Showalter said that he thinks he didn't come set, and that's why they called it. So, Tony, this does seem like the umpire got in his feelings, because the same umpire gave all three, and it seems like there was an ego trip. Do you think
the Reaper
is what they call this guy, apparently. What do you think about this? Is this actually possible for three balks in a row?
I couldn't see the first two, but I saw the last one, and he definitely didn't come set. Now, do you want to argue that there's a lot of pitchers that don't come set, or that come set like four or five different times as they come set? Yeah, it happens, and nobody really calls it. So, by the letter of the law, Mr. Bleier certainly rolled through his stop sign on that last one that balked the runner in.
Rolled through the
and,
stop sign.
He gave up a run, and I'm sure he wasn't very pleased with it. And, you know, maybe it's what is the Reaper's real name, Jesse? John Tumpane. That's his real name. Keep calling him the Reaper.
It's always good to have our encyclopedia sitting right there.
I mean, if you're going to get a nickname, the Reaper's pretty
name.
Cool.
Yeah, no, John Tumpane. Now, watch him behind home plate. You'll understand why he's called the Reaper. But maybe he's decided, you know what, I'm calling it. If they do it, I'm going to be one of the only umpires that calls it, because Bob Davidson is out of the league now. So it's all up to John Tupain.
Yeah, he's the only one that calls balks this way. I mean, if you look around baseball, guys are taking a lot of liberties now with their windup, their motion in the stretch. I'm not trying to pick on Mike Clevinger or Luis Garcia, but they have some very strange movements before they go ahead and deliver a pitch. I don't know if officially by the letter of the law it's a balk or not, but they're both allowed to make quite a few different movements. There's a pitcher in Houston, and I can't think of his name, pitched in the World Series last year. Is it
Garcia?
Luis
Garcia. But it's only out of the windup that he
does.
Yeah,
over out of the windup. He goes into the windup about 17 times before he actually delivers the pitch. So a balk is interesting to me. Here's the one thing that I've always found interesting about a balk, and I don't know, you know, what happened in this Bleier situation, but any of the four umpires can call a balk at any time. So why is it that only one guy saw the balk three times last night? It was the same crew. They're all looking at this guy, but only one umpire out of the four determined that it was a balk, and he determined it three straight times. You would think if the guy's balking, more than one umpire would call it. Because they're all looking at the play, right?
I would say in this particular case, because most time I would agree with it, in this particular case, he had a left-handed pitcher who's in the stretch. So third base is not going to be able to see it. Second base may have a look at it. But the first base umpire's got the best look. And the specific balk that was being called was that when you come set, you have to come to a complete stop.
Yeah. Let's just hope that baseball doesn't continue with this way of calling the balk, because there's already enough delays in the game. and enough guys do have short pauses in their set.
We're running out of time.
But this wasn't a pause. The last one wasn't a pause. It was a roll through.
He rolled through the stop.
So he had to give up that run.
Okay.
So my parents have been trying to get something fixed at the house for a while now, and the person that they hired has had something happen where he's had to move the appointment four or five times. A couple of them were just a few hours that turned into a couple days. Finally, we're supposed to have it taken care of yesterday. Well, they didn't show up again. My parents got a text from this guy, and I for a fact know with the evidence that I have he was lying.
Oh, Lord.
In the text, he says he's really sorry, he's overbooked, and he knows things have been crazy, and he's working a ton of hours, and, you know, that's all fine and dandy. But he said he overbooked because he had two people in his books with the same last name. And I sent my guys to the wrong house. That is impossible because there are no other Scrabies in San Diego County or California or the United States.
You've looked.
You might be on. You might be on to something.
Chris, innocent or guilty?
Lock him up and throw away.
Lock him up! Thank you! Tony?
Yeah, I don't know if there's another Scraby.
There's
on
not.
The planet Earth,
we've looked.
So.
Well, there might be one in
that's
Russia.
That's an interesting excuse, though. Like, wouldn't you wait till it was like a name of like Williams or like
Smith?
Davis or Smith? He said, I have multiple clients named Scraby.
I sent him to the wrong house. It's a huge excuse.
Seems time for the Scrabies to hire somebody different to do this job.
No. My parents, I said, I'm going to take this over, guys. And they said, no, you will not because you will lose your mind. So we're going to handle this, but they are going to go
You've lost your
direction.
Mind anyway.
I have lost my mind because this is ridiculous. But all right, that's it for the Big Five. When we get back, we'll talk about the Padres and the Dodgers. Joe Musgrove is on the mound for the Padres, so we'll talk about him when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.